Tonight I'm going to discuss with you an event in world history that changed the course of all civilization and has a profound effect on world events today. In the year 570, in the city of Mecca, in what is today Saudi Arabia, the man Muhammad was born, and he would become the founder and the father of a great and mighty monotheistic religion that today has over 600 million adherents, and that in its relationship to the other religions of the world and its relationship to civilization generally would be of great, great influence in the history of mankind. The religion of Islam, which is the religion that the Muslims themselves call their religion, Islam is someone who has a devotee or a servant or is subservient or who serves God. That's the word Islam. The Muslims object to being called Mohammedans because they do not. It's almost blasphemous to say that Muhammad is a god. They don't hold that. So the religion of Islam is a purely monotheistic faith which is built in a great sense upon Judaic ideas, and in fact in the Quran one finds many, many direct quotes, not only from the Bible, not only from the Tanakh, but even from the Talmud. And Muhammad himself lived in an area of, at that time, large Jewish population. And therefore, he was well acquainted with the ideas of the Jews, with the customs of the Jews, and as I'll point out to you in a few moments, he even tailored his new religion to try and attract Jews. Now, he was born into a famous clan, a famous family that still exists today among the Arabs, the Hashemite family. The Hashemite family are the rulers of Saudi Arabia. They're the rulers of Jordan. In fact, today's country of Jordan is called the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan. And the Hashemites, since the time of Muhammad, have been the leading family in the Muslim world. They control Mecca and Medina, and that itself is a good business. If Saudi Arabia had no oil, if it had nothing but Mecca, they could live from selling talasim and yarmulkes. That's hundreds of millions of dollars a year. However, when his father had died before he was born, his mother died before he was six. So in essence, he was not only an orphan, he was forsaken. And he was given out to be raised by Bedouin Arabs. And he, in his early youth, became a caravan leader, a camel driver, then a merchant. And he showed no particular promise and no particular talents. However, when he was 25, he took a widow and